It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for March 31st, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, COVID-19. We're over 800,000 confirmed cases, more than 40,000 confirmed deaths around the world as of this recording. White House may present its first statistical model today during its daily 5 p.m. update. We've been watching it at the White House official YouTube channel. President's ratings for it doing quite well, which is why mainstream media is trying to avoid broadcasting them. These are turning out to be very helpful for the president's approval ratings. And by the way, did you see yesterday's update? Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, got up and talked and basically said we need to pray and get back into the Word, the Bible, from a White House press briefing. Triggered the mainstream media like you wouldn't believe. But Mike Lindell has turned a very profitable business completely over to making masks for small hospitals and health offices, basically making personal protective equipment for people on the front lines who really need it. So God bless Mike Lindell and God bless our president for bringing him up to speak. Anyway, the numbers that we're getting from government officials around the world are generally flawed one way or another because not everybody is counting these cases and counting deaths in the same way. So we're getting mixed messages. Case in point, new study released Monday suggests that SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus behind COVID-19, that's the name of the outbreak, may not be as deadly as we first thought. This is published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases, respected medical publication, found that the case fatality rate is about 0.66%. That's much lower than the 3.4% case fatality rate put out by the World Health Organization several weeks ago. However, by the way, what's interesting about this study is that it takes into account people who are undiagnosed, which these numbers behind me do not. Now, having said that, it's still much deadlier than the seasonal flu, which typically has a case fatality rate of 0.1%. So not as bad as 3.4%, still more dangerous than your typical seasonal flu. And it appears, now having said that, that the death toll coming out of China is actually much higher than what they are reporting. Officials there have lifted the two-month quarantine on the city of Wuhan, but the residents now who are free to move about and starting to speak to reporters say that they're skeptical of the official death toll of 2,500 deaths in the city because they're seeing that several large funeral homes in Wuhan have been getting deliveries of about, well, have been handing out about 500 sets of remains, cremated remains, to family members per day. 7 funeral homes times 500 urns per day equals about 3,500 per day compared to a total death count officially reported by the Chinese government of 2,500. Something there is not adding up. A new bit, some good news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine anti-malaria drugs for the treatment of COVID-19 as appropriate when a clinical trial is not available or feasible. It's not officially approved for use in every case, but essentially in critical care situations where the patient has nothing left to lose. The reason, there are serious side effects to chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. And this is not big pharma trying to put the brakes on a cheap, effective cure. This causes macular degeneration, irreversible retinal damage. Sharon worked and did research for the Indiana University School of Optometry, which is one of the most respected optometry schools in the country. And she said they saw a number of malaria patients coming in who'd been on hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine for a long time and had eye issues, loss of vision because of it. So this is a good thing, the test and the release of this for and approved for emergency use in record time. But just be aware there are some serious side effects to the to taking chloroquine. Projections show that we may see the peak of this outbreak within a couple of weeks. But Dr. Anthony Fauci told reporters on Monday that even if things start to dissipate with warmer weather and more sunshine, that we could see the virus come back in the fall. And scientists are tracking multiple strains of this virus. It mutates as it spreads. A website called nextstrain.org has been tracking this. There are more than 100 small mutations that are allowing researchers to get a handle on, a number of conclusions. First of all, that it does appear that sheltering in place and social distancing does seem to be working And the other bit of good news is that the virus does not appear to be getting more lethal as it mutates. Topic number four, the economy. We blew past the record for number of first-time jobless claims last week. We'd expected about 1.7 million, according to experts, actually 3.3 million new unemployment claims last week, all-time record for the United States. The president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, James Bullard, predicted the other day we might see 30% unemployment in the second quarter. Now, having said that, when you remove from this equation people in education and healthcare who probably won't be laid off because they're kind of necessary, that drops the projected rate of unemployment down to about 10.5%. That's still bad, but it's at least more reasonable. And this 32% rate that Bullard put out there did not take into account the $2.2 trillion bailout package passed by Congress last week, which has some stimulus in there to help small businesses. One other note, although markets are trending slightly down today, not as bad as we've seen over the past few weeks, stocks are on their track, are on track to for their worst quarterly returns since 2008. And as of 8:30 this morning, the Federal Reserve Bank has issued or unveiled another temporary emergency lending facility, this time to foreign central banks. In other words, foreign banks from other countries, central banks from other countries, can come to the Fed with treasury bonds and trade them temporarily for U.S. dollars. This is intended to keep liquidity in the markets out there, but there are some observers saying this almost looks like the first step toward the Federal Reserve Bank becoming the global reserve bank by buying out all of these other central banks. We'll see. Topic number three, other COVID-19 fallout. Democrats choosing a wish fulfillment candidate, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, to possibly somehow replace Joe Biden as their presidential candidate in the fall. We'll see if this is even possible. He's not been on any ballots. He has no delegates. But it's becoming obvious, even to Democrats, that Joe Biden really should have retired before this election campaign. He has trouble finishing thoughts and sentences. And now he's been hit with a pretty credible sexual assault allegation. So we'll see what happens. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi floated the idea today, Tuesday, of mail-in balloting in the fall to protect us from the virus, of course. I'm sure voting by mail will be totally secure. And in Amsterdam, a priceless Van Gogh painting stolen from the museum that was shut down for the coronavirus outbreak. One other thing, parents, pay attention to what your kids are doing on their smartphones during this outbreak. During the outbreak, they are actually being encouraged by Teen Vogue and Snapchat and advised on how to sext, which the National Center on Sexual Exploitation reminds you is essentially creating child porn. And there are sexual predators out there who will groom teens who have all the hormones of us grown-ups without the frontal lobe to control them into sharing intimate photos of themselves, which can then either be shared with other sexual predators or used to blackmail those children into doing things they would not otherwise do. Mom, Dad, know what your kids are doing. Topic number two, Iraq. One other bit of news. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq has turned over the K-1 airbase to the Iraqi military. This is part of a U.S. military's consolidation of our forces at down to two locations in Iraq. This was the base that was hit by rockets from an Iran-backed militia group a couple of months ago that led to some tit-for-tat military strikes, culminated in the assassination of top Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. The K-1 base turned over to Iraq's military, along with about $1.1 million in military hardware. Coming up, the worst coronavirus treatments ever. Do not try these at home. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for one of the most shocking special offers in SkyWatch TV history. We proudly announce the Shadowland Ultimate Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the groundbreaking new book by Dr. Thomas Horn, Shadowlands, that exposes the deep state actors at war with Christianity, Donald Trump, and America's destiny. The best-selling book by Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil, How Radicals Are Redefining America's Rights, Making Her Globally Irrelevant for the End Times. Author Carl Gallup's brand new book, Masquerade, that explains the supernatural forces operating behind current global events. But this critical three-volume collection also includes the original five-part Skywatch Television Shadowland Investigative Series on DVD, absolutely free. Moreover, this incredible series contains the never-before-released on DVD world-exclusive behind-the-scenes interview regarding perhaps the biggest scandal and cover-up in U.S. history. So hot, we're unable to discuss the specific contents on network television involving a two-hour investigative interview with new forensic information connected to the Robert Mueller report that may soon send shockwaves through Washington, D.C. and around the world. But we're just getting started. The Shadowland Ultimate Collection also includes the brand new, never-before-released audio series by Dr. Thomas Horn himself, The Hidden Occultism of Epstein's Orgy Island. What demonic atrocities were going on at Epstein Island, and who were the high-powered individuals involved in some of the darkest occultic activities the world has ever witnessed? The contents of this mind-boggling three-part exclusive audio series are far too sensitive for network broadcasting and are directly from the private vault of Dr. Thomas Horn, available nowhere else. But we're still not done. You'll also receive the Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc, featuring 70 of the most information-packed, best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length works are in popular ebook format, so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know, or take them with you wherever you go, valued at over $700 all by itself. This unprecedented collection sold separately holds a retail value of over $800. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer, the Shadowland Ultimate Collection, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one, do not try this cure at home. The Chinese government promoting some doctors that are in favor of natural, traditional Chinese remedies, including some that are now being touted as cures for this coronavirus. China's National Health Commission recommending one treatment in particular that has, as one of its ingredients, bear bile. That is bile from a bear. Bear bile powder, goat horn, and some other things. Don't try that one. And here's another thing not to try. An Australian astrophysicist found himself in hospital after getting four magnets stuck up his nose while he was trying to invent a device that would stop people from touching their faces during the outbreak. Dr. Daniel Reardon, who's a research fellow at a university in Melbourne, was building a necklace that was supposed to sound an alarm on facial contact using magnets. He thought it would complete a circuit every time your hands got too close. Instead, it did exactly the opposite. It kept sounding continuously unless your hands were close to your face. Exactly the opposite of what he was trying to accomplish. Well, then, through boredom perhaps, he decided to stick magnets inside his nose. They got stuck together on the, you know, little septum in between the nasal cavities there, nostrils. After struggling to remove them for 20 minutes, he Googled the problem, found an 11-year-old boy had the same issue, so he decided the solution was to use magnets on the outside of his nose to offset the pull of the magnets inside the nose. That just made things worse. Eventually, he wound up with three magnets on one side, one magnet on the other. Tried using a needle-nose pliers. That just got magnetized and pushed them in further. His partner works at a hospital. She took him to the hospital. He said mainly because she wanted her coworkers to have a good laugh, which apparently they did. Doctors eventually anesthetized his nose and removed the magnets. Children, don't try this at home. We have a better solution. If you're looking for something to keep you occupied during the outbreak, Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing ebooks. 70 of Defender Publishing's most popular ebooks in EPUB, Kindle, and PDF format, available as two of our special offers. The Wormwood Prophecy special offer, yours for a donation of just $35, or the Shadowland special offer, yours for a donation of just $35. Look, getting 70 ebooks for $35 is 50 cents a book, plus you get the rest of the packages as well. You won't run out of stuff to read in 30 days, that's for sure. You'll find the offers online at the Skywatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call 844, toll-free, 844-750-4985. Sharon and I continue our daily broadcast on PID Radio. That's our podcast. You'll find it online, pidradio.com, as we talk about the viral outbreak and try to add some encouragement to the information. A bit of scheduling news. The Glacier Prophecy Summit, scheduled for September 6th through 13th, has been canceled. Sharon and I had been scheduled to speak on that cruise. You can understand why with the outbreak, why that was canceled. It may be rescheduled for some point in the future, but we'll let you know about that. But if you had were thinking about it, just know that that has been pulled off the schedule. We're also looking at the Skywatch TV tour of Israel in October. We haven't made a decision about that yet. As of now, this is still a go. But we'll let you know for sure in just a couple of weeks as we look at the way things are developing. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about how you can bolster your immune system during the outbreak. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, and we'll broadcast on your schedule. Of course, you could just add the Skywatch TV mobile app. It is free, available for Android devices, iOS devices, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got instructions posted in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. My website, derekpgilbert.com, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.